I read a story about an artist in contemporary Christian music.
我在当代基督教音乐中读到了一个关于一个艺术家的故事。
He sold a ton of records. He won awards. He toured the globe, and he made a good living.
他卖了很多的唱片，赢得了金歌奖，周游全球。他生活得很好。
People paid for tickets to attend his concerts, and he usually plays before thousands.
人们买票去听他的音乐会，他也常在成千上万的人面前表演。
He's successful in this field, and there's nothing wrong with that. But he did admit that one aspect of his success bothers him.
他在这个领域是成功的，这也并没有什么错。但他确实承认说，他的成功在某一方面令他烦恼。
He said they call what I do ministry.
他说他们称我所做的为事工。
That's not right.
那是不对的。
I'm not a minister.
我不是牧师。
I'm a celebrity.
我是明星。
My concerts are entertainment.
我的音乐会是娱乐。
We're not feeding the poor or discipling new Christians or changing the world.
我们并没有喂饱穷人或栽培出信的基督徒。或改变这个世界。
We're just singing songs that people like to hear.
我们只是唱人们喜欢听的歌曲。
Maybe he's getting a little jaded, but his comments do reveal a misconception that many in the church today have about ministry.
或许他是觉得厌倦了，但他的观点的确反映出今天教会中许多人对事工的一个错误理解。
Too often we equate it with celebrity and glamour.
我们常常把事工等同于名声和魅力。
We think of ministry as the high-profile stuff, writing books that people read, writing songs that people sing, speaking or performing in front of an audience. This is what many people aspire to.
我们常把事工想成是很大的事，写书给人们看，写歌给人们听，在一群观众面前讲话或表演，这就是许多人所渴望的。
These things have their place in the body of Christ, but we need to understand that leadership is much more than visibility.
这些事在基督的身体里有他们的位置，但我们需要明白，领导力是远远超过于我们所能看到的。
In Mark chapter 10, Jesus presented his disciples with a new model for ministry.
在马可福音第十章，耶稣向他的门徒呈现了一个新的事工模式。
It's the model he followed, and it's the model he expects us to follow.
这就是他所遵从的模式，也是他期望我们去遵从的模式。
Today, we'll look at how to do that.
今天我们会来看看如何去做。
This story begins with Jesus telling his disciples about his impending death.
这个故事开始于耶稣告诉他的门徒说他即将到来的死。
He says that he'll be mocked.Beaten, spat upon, and killed.
他说他会被戏弄，被打，被吐唾沫，并且被杀。
Then Jesus tells them that he'll be raised again on the third day.
之后，耶稣告诉他们，他会在第三天复活。
At this moment, James and John take the opportunity to ask a favor of Jesus.
这时，雅各和约翰想借这个机会请耶稣帮个忙。
Reading the passage again. Then James and John, the son of Zebedee, came to him.
再次读这段经文。然后西比泰的儿子雅各和约翰到他面前来。
Teacher, they said, we want you to do for us whatever we ask.
父子，他们说，我们无论求你什么，愿你给我们做。
What do you want me to do for you? He asked.
要我给你们做什么？他问。
They replied, let us sit at your right, one at your right and the other at your left in your glory.
他们回答说，是我们在你的荣耀里，一个坐在你左边，一个坐在你右边。
You don't know what you're asking, Jesus said.
你们不知道所求的是什么，耶稣说。
Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?
我所喝的杯，你们能喝吗？我所受的洗，你们能受吗？
We can, they answered.
我们能，他们回答。
Jesus said to them, "You will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with. But to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant."
耶稣对他们说，我所喝的杯你们也要喝，我所受的洗你们也要受，只是坐在我的左右不是我可以赐的。
These places belong to those for whom they've been prepared.
乃是为谁预备的，就赐给谁。
When the ten heard about this, they became indignant with James and John.
那十个门徒听见，就恼怒雅各和约翰。
Now, let's not be too quick to judge James and John for being insensitive and selfishly ambitious.
现在让我们不要太快论断雅各和约翰的迟钝和自私的野心。
In fact, I'll tell you something.
事实上，我要告诉你一些事。
As a pastor, and especially when I was working in business, there have been times when I wished I had a few James and Johns on my team.
作为一个传道人，特别是当我在做生意的时候，我时常希望我有几个雅各，像雅各和约翰这样的门徒在我的团队里。
Most pastors I know feel the same way.
我知道大多数传道人跟我有同样的感觉。
These guys have some good things going for them.
这些人有一些好的东西相随。
Think about it.
让我们想一想。
They were men of vision.
他们是有意向的人。
Jesus had just told them that he was going to Jerusalem to die.
耶稣刚告诉他们，他要去耶路撒冷受死。
He also told them that he would be raised on the third day.
他也告诉他们，他会在第三天复活。
The part about Jesus dying didn't even faze James and John, but the part about him being raised from the dead captured their imagination.
关于耶稣的死的那部分没有使雅各和约翰担忧，但关于他从死里复活的那部分却抓住了他们的想象力。
They knew who he was. They understood that he was God's chosen Messiah.
他们知道了他是谁，他们明白了他是神所拣选的弥赛亚。
They believed that he would one day rule over all creation.
他们相信他会有一天统治全地。
They had tremendous faith in Jesus.
他们对耶稣有极大的信心。
They realized they were on the ground floor, the beginnings of a great movement.
而且他们意识到了他们是在底层，在一个伟大运动的开端。
They wanted to be key players in his administration.
他们想要在他的管理层中成为关键成员。
That's the way politics work today.
这就是今天的政治家们工作的方式。
Who do leaders surround themselves with?
领导们都是被谁围着呢？
Their friends.
他们的朋友。
Their business associates.
他们的生意伙伴。
What if you were going to go back in time, back to the mid-1970s, and you were able to locate this nerdy-looking kid who just flunked out of Harvard, and you could say to him, "Bill Gates, I believe you're going places. I want to be on your team."
假如你能回到20世纪70年代中期，而且你可以找到那个刚刚从哈佛退学的像书呆子一样的孩子，你还可以对他说，比尔盖茨，我相信你会成功的，我想在你的团队里。
Or what if you go back a few more years and find another nerdy looking guy who's fascinated with science fiction stories and you could say to him, George Lucas, I think you have talent for making movies. I want to work with you.
或者假如你可以再多退回去几年，并且找到一个像书呆子一样沉迷于科幻故事的家伙，你还可以对他说，乔治·卢卡斯，我认为你在拍电影方面非常有天分，我想与你合作。
Imagine how easy it would be to ride their coattails to success.
想象一下，骑在他们的上衣后摆上成功是有多容易。
In the same way, just about every pastor I know would be thrilled to have a couple of guys come along and say, "We think you're the next Billy Graham. We think this church could be the next mega church, and we want to be part of your success."
同样道理。差不多每个传道人我所知道的，他们都会兴奋不已的，他们都会兴奋不已。要是有一些人过来对他们说，我们认为你会是下一个戈培里， 我们认为这间教会很可能成为下一个超级教会，而且我想成为你成功的一部分。
This is similar to what James and John saw in Jesus, except obviously on a much grander scale.
这与雅各和约翰在耶稣里所看到的是相似的，当然，除了是在一个更宏伟的规模上讲的。
They understood who Jesus was, and they wanted to be a part of it.
他们明白了耶稣是谁，并且想成为这其中的一份子。
They were men of vision.
他们是很有眼光的人。
They were willing to pay the price.
并且他们愿意付上代价。
Jesus asked them plainly, "Can you drink the cup I drink, or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?"
耶稣直白地问他们，我所喝的杯你们能喝吗？我所受的洗你们能受吗？
In other words, Jesus was asking them, "Are you willing and able to suffer with me?"
换句话说，耶稣在问他们，你们愿意并且能够与我一同受苦吗？
They quickly answered, "Yes, we are."
他们很快回答说，是的，我们愿意。
They understood that they would suffer for the kingdom of God.
他们是知道并且会为神的国受苦的。
John was boiled in oil and exiled to the island of Patmos. James was murdered by Herod.
约翰被扔进油锅，并且被放逐到了拔摩岛。雅各被希律王杀死了。
These men paid a price for their allegiance to Jesus. So when they told Jesus that they were willing to suffer, they meant it.
这些人为他们对耶稣的忠心付上了代价，所以当他们说他们愿意受苦的时候，他们是认真的。
Once again, just about every pastor I know would love.For a couple of energetic workers to come along and say, "We know that building a great ministry for the glory of God takes hard work and sacrifice, and we're willing to do it."
再一次，基本上我所知道的每一个传道人都会喜欢有几个精力充沛的工人过来说，我们知道建立一个为着神的荣耀伟大事工需要勤奋做工和牺牲，并且我们愿意去做。
We'll put in the extra hours. We'll give till it hurts. We'll be there when you need us. We'll pay the price.
我们会花额外的时间，我们会给予，直到受伤。当你需要我们的时候，我们会在那，我们会付上代价。
That's what James and John said to Jesus.
这就是雅各和约翰对耶稣所说的。
Another good thing about James and John is that they weren't afraid of being unpopular.
关于雅各和约翰的另一个优点在于他们不怕不受欢迎。
Mark says that when the other disciples heard about this, they became indignant with James and John.
马可说，当其他门徒们听见这话，他们对雅各和约翰很恼怒。
Why were they indignant?
他们为什么恼怒呢？
Some scholars say it was because they were irritated that James and John beat them to the punch.
有一些学者认为他们被激怒是因为雅各和约翰先发制人。
In the previous chapter of Mark, Jesus asked the disciples what they'd been arguing about on the road.
在马可福音中前面的那一章，耶稣问门徒们他们在路上争论什么。
Mark wrote,But they kept quiet because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest.
在马可福音，马可写道，但他们不作声，因为他们在路上争论谁为大。
This was an ongoing debate among the 12. Who was the best? Who was the greatest? Who was the most committed? Who was the favorite?
这是一个在十二门徒中持续进行的争论，谁是最好的？谁是最大的？谁是最委身的？谁是最受喜爱的？
They discussed these things among themselves, but James and John were the first to be bold enough to come right out and ask for a position of prominence.
他们在他们中 讨论这些事情，但雅各和约翰是最先有胆量，并且直接提出来索要一个有声望的位置的。
So James and John were considered what most people were what most people consider ideal leaders.
雅各和约翰是大多数认为的理想领袖。
You can build a successful business with guys like them. But Jesus wanted to make clear that this type of leadership doesn't work in the kingdom of God.
你和像他们这样的人可以建立一个成功的企业。 但耶稣想要他们清楚，他们的那种领导方式在神的国中并不适用。
That's because in spite of all the good things they had going for them, there were some serious flaws in their approach.
这是因为除了他们所具备的一些优点以外，在他们的方式上还有一些严重不足。This
is an important distinction.
这是一个很重要的区别。Jesus
didn't scold them for wanting to be great.
耶稣并没有为他们想要伟大而责备他们。He
just corrected them for going about it the wrong way.
他只是纠正了他们用错误的方式去寻求。Desiring
to achieve greatness in the kingdom of God is good, but there's only one way to get there.
渴望在神的国中成就大事是好的，但只有一条路能够到达。
You must become a servant.
你必须做一个仆人。That's
what Jesus said in verse 43. Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be slave of all.
这就是耶稣在第43节中所说的。只是在你们中间不是这样。你们中间谁愿伟大，就必做你们的用人。
Jesus says that greatness isn't measured by position, or power, or prestige, or influence, or income, or anything else.
耶稣说，伟大并不以地位、或权势、或声望、或影响、或收入、或任何其他的来衡量。
Most pastors and businessmen would love to have workers like James and John, people with vision, ready to pay the price, willing to stand up and be counted. But we would love even more to have men and women on our team who are determined to achieve greatness and nothing less, according to the standards set by Jesus.
大多传道人和做生意的人都喜欢有像雅各和约翰这样的工人，有意向，做好了付代价的准备，愿意站出来公开表明态度。但我们更希望有人在我们的团队中 下决心要成就大事，而非更小的，根据耶稣所定的标准。I
hope as Christians, we want to learn to live, love, and lead like Jesus did.
我希望作为基督徒，我们想要像耶稣那样去生活、去爱和领导。For
Jesus said, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve."
耶稣说。 正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。For
the next few moments, let's take a look at what it means to be a servant.
在接下来的几分钟，让我们来看一看做仆人意味着什么。I
can sum it up for you in just a few words.
我可以给你们总结成几个词。If
you want to be great in the kingdom of God, you must spend your life focusing on what you give, not what you get.
如果你想要在神的国中伟大，你必须将你的生命集中使用在你给予什么上，而不是你得到什么上。Here
are three ways this applies to our lives.
这里有三种途径可以应用在我们的生活中。First
of all, being a servant means you must be willing to work without a guarantee.
首先，做一个仆人意味着你必须愿意在没有保证的情况下
James and John tried to negotiate a good deal for themselves.
雅各和约翰试图为他们自己谈判一个好的交易。
They said, "We'll share your vision, and we'll pay the price. We'll do the work, and in return, we want the recognition we deserve."
他们说，我们会分享我们的意向，我们会付代价，我们会做工，我们作为回报，我们想要得到我们应得的认可。
We see that how in contracts that are done today, athletes, executives, bonuses, guarantees.
我们在今天的合同中，是怎么做的，就可以看到这一点。Jesus
said it doesn't work that way.
耶稣说，那是行不通的。He
told them, "You will pay a price, but I can't promise you a position of power or prestige. That's not up to me."
他告诉他们，你们会付代价，但我不能向你们保证一个有权利或声望的位置，那并不取决于我。
Every person who wants to achieve greatness in the kingdom of God must let go of the desire for recognition, because most of the time, most people who serve God never get the recognition they deserve, at least not in this life.
每个想要在神的国中成就大事的人必须放下求认可的欲望，因为大部分时候，大多数侍奉神的人从未得到他们应得的认可。至少不是在今生。
Throughout the world, there are a multitude of committed believers quietly giving 100% of themselves to the work of God, faithfully performing their ministries with a spirit of excellence, and will never know who they are.
在全世界，有大量委身的信徒安静地为神做工，献出了自己的100%，满有信心地用一种卓越的精神做他们的事工。而我们从未知道他们是谁。
There are congregations being served by dedicated pastors who live in poverty and danger, and no one really knows about them.
有的教会中服侍的委身的传道人是生活在贫困和危险之中的，而且没有人真正知道他们。
There are missionaries who have dedicated their lives to easing the suffering of the poorest of the poor in the slums of some of the poorest cities in the third world, and their work often gets overlooked.
有的宣教士为了减轻在第三世界国家中一些最贫困的城市的贫民窟里那些穷人中最穷的人的苦难，献上了他们的生命，而他们的工作常常被忽视。
Even here in Canada, there are leaders in the church who put in long hours, who sacrifice their time and resources so that others can have a chance to respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ, who give all they have to give and then give some more, and their contributions go virtually unnoticed.
即使是在加拿大这里，有的教会领袖投入了很长的时间，牺牲了他们的时间和资源，为要让他人可以有回应耶稣基督福音的机会。他们给出了他们所有必须给的，然后又给了更多，而他们的贡献实际上并未被注意到。
For every pastor who becomes a best-selling author and every worship leader that gets a national recording contract, there are thousands more whose work goes unnoticed beyond the boundaries of their local community.
对每一个成为畅销书作者的传道人和每一个拿到全国性唱片合同的敬拜领袖来说，有成千上万更多传道人的工作是在他们当地社区之外从未被注意到过的。
It may not seem fair, but that's the way it is.
或许这看起来并不公平，但事实就是这样。
And that's the way it needs to be.
而且那就是他所需要的方式。
If you need the recognition of men and women to keep you motivated in doing kingdom work, you're not yet cut out for greatness.
如果你需要人们的认可来保持你做天国事工的积极性，那你还没有预备好在神的国中伟大。
Galatians 1:10 says, Am I now trying to win the approval of men or God, or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ.
加拉太书1:10说，我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若仍旧讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
As long as you're focusing on what's in it for me, you can't be an effective servant of Jesus Christ, because a servant focuses on what he's able to give, not on what he's able to get.
只要你还关注于那里有什么为我好的，你不能成为耶稣基督的一个有效的仆人，因为一个仆人所关注的是他能给予什么，而不是他能够得到什么。
If you want to be great in God's kingdom, you've got to be willing to serve faithfully, even when there's no applause.
如果你想要在神的国中伟大，你必须愿意忠心的侍奉，即使是在没有掌声的时候。
Secondly, being a servant means you must be willing to pay the price.
第二，做一个仆人意味着你必须愿意付代价。
Jesus told James and John that they would suffer.
耶稣告诉雅各和约翰，他们会受苦。
He said, "You will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with."
他说，我所喝的杯你们也要喝，我所受的洗你们也要受。
They understood his meaning. This is not an easy road that lays before you.
他们明白他的意思，摆在他们面前的不是一条容易的路。
People who want to achieve greatness in the kingdom need to understand that there is a price to be paid.
想要在神的国中成就大事的人需要明白是有代价要付上的。
1 Peter 4:1 says, "Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude."
彼得前书中说，基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当这样，有这样的将这样心智作为兵器，因为在肉身中受过苦的，就已经与罪隔绝了。
Many times we look at successful people, and we see only the rewards they receive.
许多时候，我们看到那些成功人士，我们只是看到他所得到的赏赐。
Professional athletes are a good example. These guys make a ton of money.
专业运动员是一个很好的例子，那些人赚很多钱。
The media love to talk about their inflated salaries, but rarely do they show us the price the men have to pay for their wealth. The rigorous training they put themselves through, the fierce competition, the brutality of the game, the fact they will certainly get banged up and they're expected to keep playing in spite of their physical pain.
媒体热衷于谈论他们膨胀的薪水，但他们很少展示给我们这些人为他的财富所付上的代价。经受严格的训练，激烈的竞争，比赛的无情，他们 很肯定会被摔的事实和他们被期望不顾伤痛继续比赛。
And on top of that, when they don't perform to the satisfaction of the fans, they get booed and called all sorts of names.
在这些之上，当他们不能够按着粉丝们所满意的去表现，他们会发出嘘声，并且被叫出各种各样的名字。
Most people aren't cut out for that type of punishment. They wouldn't last a week in professional sports.
许多人无法面对这种惩罚，他们在职业运动领域一周都待不了。
I know I wouldn't.
我知道我不能。
It's often the same way in ministry. I sometimes thought that it'd be like what it would be like to be in the position of a famous Christian speaker or writer. But I know the jobs aren't for the faint of heart.
在事工中通常也是同样的道理，有时候我想在一个著名的基督徒演说家或作家的位置上会是什么样子的，但我知道他们的工作不是为那些心很软弱的人预备的。
On the surface it looks so appealing. They speak to large crowds, they sell a lot of books, everyone seems to love them, but they also pay a price.
在表面看起来那些是很吸引人的，他们对着大群的人讲话，他们卖出去很多的书，每一个人都看似很喜欢他们，但他们仍旧付着代价。
They spend less time with their families than they would like.
他们花在与家人一起的时间上比自己所愿意的要少。
They spend more time alone on the road than they would like.
他们独自在路上的时间比自己所愿意的要多。
They endure more criticism than they deserve, and every aspect of their lives are put under a microscope.
他们忍受的批评多于他们所应得的，而他们的生活每一个方面都被放在显微镜底下。
Most pastors I know wouldn't take the pressure.
大多数我所知道的传道人都承受不了这样的压力。
Think about it, there are websites that exist to warn the public of the dangers of Rick Warren's teaching.
试着想一想，警告公众华里克牧师的教导的危险性的网站是存在的。
There are websites sponsored by supposedly Christian ministries that mock his appearance and sneer at his wife's struggles with cancer.
也有被所谓的基督教事工资助的网站讽刺他的外表，并且嘲笑他的妻子与癌症抗争。
They even criticized him when his son took his own life.
他们甚至在他儿子自杀的时候批评他。
That's bound to sting no matter how many books you sell.
这一定是剧痛的，无论你卖了多少书。
Everyone that I know who has made a serious commitment to a life of service in the kingdom of God has had to suffer in the process.
每个我所知道的在神的国中做出一生侍奉的严肃委身的人都在这个过程中遭受苦难。
It's part of the package.
这是包裹的一部分。
Some suffer persecution, some suffer poverty, some suffer criticism and disloyalty.
有些人受逼迫的苦，有些人受贫穷的苦，有些人受批评和不忠的苦。
But we all have a price to pay.
但我们都要付代价。
Jesus said, "A student is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master."
耶稣说，学生不能高过先生，仆人不能高过主人。
He also said, "Men will hate you because of me."
他还说，你们要为我的名被众人恨恶。
It's not fair, but that's the way it is.
这并不公平，但事实上就是这样。
If you want to be great, suffering is part of the package.
如果你想要伟大，受苦是包裹的一部分。
There's a price to pay.
是有代价要付的。
But we don't think about that price because a servant doesn't focus on what he gets. A servant focuses on what he's able to give.
是，但我们不想去付代价，因为一个仆人并不关注于他所得到的。一个仆人关注于他所能给予的。
Thirdly, a servant, being a servant means you must be committed to meeting the needs of others.
第三，成为一个仆人意味着你必须愿意委身于满足他人的需要。
In verse 42, Jesus says to his disciples, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them."Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all.
在第四十二节，耶稣对他的门徒们说：“你们知道，外邦人有尊为君王的治理他们，有大臣操权管束他们。只是在你们中间不是这样。你们中间谁愿伟大，就必做你们的用人。”你们在你们中间，谁愿为首，就必做众人的仆人。
Some people want to lead because they want to be the boss.
有些人想要去领导，因为他们想成为上司。
Some people want to lead because of the prestige.
有些人想要去领导，为了声望。
But there's still others who lead because they want to be a blessing to help others.
但也有一些人，他们想要去领导。因为他们想要成为一个祝福并帮助别人的人。
Jesus talked about how the Gentile rulers used their position of authority to push people around to get them to do what they wanted them to do.
耶稣谈到外邦人的统治是如何使用他们的权威地位去强迫周围的人，让他们去做他们想要他们去做的事。
Their idea of leadership was to have many people serving them in whatever way they desired.
他们对领导力的想法是让许多人用任何他们所想要的方式去服侍他们。
They associated leadership with power and control.
他们把领导力与权力和掌控力联系在一起。
Jesus said, "It's not that way. In the kingdom of God, you lead people by working on their behalf."
耶稣说。不要像他们那样去做，在神的国里，你通过为他们的缘故去领导人。
If you want an easy life, don't be a leader and don't aspire to greatness.
如果你想要过一个简单容易的生活，不要争取去成为一个领导。
Easy living and greatness are mutually exclusive.
容易的生活和大事是互相排斥的。
In order to be great,You must become a servant.
为了伟大，你必须成为一个仆人。
That means your focus is directed to what you're able to give to others, not for what you're able to get from others.
那意味着你的关注点指向了 你能给予他人什么，而非你从他人那里得到什么。
I want you to realize that Jesus doesn't criticize the ambition of James and John in this passage. He just redirects it.
我想要你们意识到，耶稣在这段话中并没有责备雅各和约翰的雄心，他只是在重新引导他们。
We shouldn't turn our back on the idea of having ambition. Rather, we need to have the right kind of ambition.
我们不应当排斥有雄心的想法，不如说我们只是需要正确的雄心。
Greatness is something every believer should aspire to achieve, but we must go about it God's way.
大事应当是每一个基督徒都渴望成就的事。但我们需要用神的方式去寻求。
God's way is that you become great by serving others, not by having others serve you.
神的方式是你通过服侍他人伟大，而非通过让他人服侍你。
We need leaders in this church who are eager to do great things for the glory of God.
在这间教会，我们需要渴望为神的荣耀去做大事的领袖。
That means we need leaders who are focused on what they give, not what they get. Leaders who are willing to serve without recognition when necessary, who are willing to sacrifice and pay the price when necessary, and who are willing to put the needs of others first.
那意味着我们需要关注于给予什么，而非得到什么的领袖。那些愿意在必要的时候放弃认可去服侍的人，那些愿意奉献并在有必要的时候愿意付上代价的人，和那些愿意把别人的需要放在第一位的人。
May God fill you with a desire to be that kind of leader.
愿神将成为那样一种领袖的渴望充满你们。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, you desire for us to serve you.
天父，你应我们的荣我们的崇敬拜。
To serve you means to serve one another.
服侍你意味着我们互相服侍。
Give us that desire.
请给予给我们这种渴望。
To love one another.
让我们去互彼此相爱。
As you have loved us.
就像你爱我们那样。
God, I pray you change us.
神啊，我们祷告，求你来改变我们。
Transform us.
来，更新我们。
To be like Jesus.
让我们像耶稣。
Thank you for his example.
谢谢他的榜样。
In Jesus' name, amen.
以基督的名， amen.